it's roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 72. Just like last week, we have another egg recipe that I hope you will enjoy. This time, it's for red curry pickled eggs. Pickled eggs make the short list of my absolute favorite foods. Nary a week goes by when I don't consume one, or at least long for their tangy, protein-packed punch. All of the convenience and heft of a hard-boiled egg with the mystique and mouth entertainment of a pickle. Like many of the foods I adore, hard-boiled eggs offer a smooth, blank canvas on which to paint any number of flavors. Beet pickled eggs are likely the most common, but some of my other favorite flavors include jalapeno, mustard, and dill. If you are looking for the quick and dirty way, just use the leftover pickle juice next time you finish off a jar. Plop the freshly boiled eggs and refrigerate for several days to enjoy. But if this is not your first pickled egg rodeo, check out this recipe. It is still quite simple, but the flavors brought into the mix by the red curry paste are anything but. A quick note on boiling eggs. Unfortunately, correctly boiling eggs is still a mystery I have yet to consistently crack. I've tried the boil and set methods, ice bath methods, baking soda methods, and had them all produce easily peeled eggs from time to time, but also terribly difficult eggs that end up more salad than smooth spheroid. So I caved and I purchased an egg cooker. It provides the peelability of pressure-cooked eggs with less of the fanfare. And what I've learned from the whole experience is that you can increase the peelability of your boiled eggs substantially if you just poke a small hole in the bottom point of the shell with a clean thumbtack. Anyhow, use whatever method consistently works for you. I can typically fit 6 to 9 eggs into the jar that I use, but regardless of how many, the brine recipe ratios will stay the same. For every 1 cup of white vinegar, you'll need 1/4 to 1/3 cup of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of black peppercorns, 1 tablespoon of red curry paste, 1 teaspoon of turmeric, 1 tablespoon of salt, 1 bay leaf, 1 to 2 whole garlic cloves crushed with the side of a knife, and optionally, a few slices of jalapeno if you like things spicy. First, mix the vinegar, curry paste, salt, and sugar in a saucepan over medium heat. As they warm and combine, taste the mixture for your sweetness preference and feel free to add more sugar. Fill your jar with peeled hard-boiled eggs and the rest of your solid ingredients, and slowly pour the brine over the top, filling completely. Close the jar, place it in the refrigerator for 3 days, and then enjoy. I like eating these sliced with avocados, but you could also make a very zesty egg salad. You can find this recipe and all of my recipes on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you have a recipe of your own that you'd like to share, sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh-dee.